Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. No Joel. Still in L.A. enjoying the fam. It is now 8-0 Pittsburgh Pirates. Putting it on the Astros.
They're officially not scared of this team.
It's ugly. Another home run. Not good. If you want to get to the show, 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776.
Hard for you to check the text line, huh? Now that Joel's not here, huh?
Yeah, I got to do it during the breaks. I can't read on
that's why we're behind. Talks. Yeah,
that is why we're behind. Except for this one dumbass that called me sensitive. No, you just don't. Like, you're a dumbass.
For what?
He said, I only read half the text, and if I spent more than 2 minutes on show prep, then I wouldn't be repeating a good show. Again, you idiot. I don't think you know how radio works. You're
texting?
Such a dumbass. Like, who wouldn't be talking about the Iguodala stories? That's a big story right now.
You're wild.
Everybody's going to talk about that. And the sugar daddy thing was all over the place. Of course we're going to talk about that. We always talk non-sports. Dude, do me a favor. Punch yourself in the face and go away.
Ken John.
God, you're such a dumbass.
Anybody else you want to yell at on the text line?
I mean,
you
no.
You want to recite his phone number on the air?
I almost did.
I can ask Siri.
I'm not going to lie.
Do it if you want. I won't do it. I'm just saying Siri would be
right. Would do be the one to do it? Crystal Collins said, we are. You know, Crystal Collins, the president of the Dallas Cowboys fan club here in Houston.
Yeah. She obviously
so of course she loved that
agrees
segment.
With that. Yeah.
Of course she ate that up.
Yeah.
So we did the giveaway. Let's get back to this Iguodala thing for just a second.
Okay.
Because not only did he talk about the Mark Jackson thing.
Yeah.
Right? But he also talked some other stuff. Like, he mentioned the fact that players cannot wait to check their phones. They can't wait to be on social media. And you'd be surprised at when it occurs and how often.
But how much does it really have on players?
More than it should. Like, it's normal now to go in the locker room, and everybody, first thing they do, people grab their phones.
Lord have mercy.
And I'd be like, oh, my God.
Like at halftime?
At halftime.
Really?
It's like normal now.
Well, you see a dude that brought his phone out to the game.
Right. Well, it's normal. Mm-hmm. Grab your phone, and I'm looking, dudes checking Instagram.
See what people saying about their performance.
Checking.
That's crazy.
Checking the halftime stats. But, I mean, you kind of taught that. Like, if you're a player where you're, like, on the borderline of superstar, and it's like, all right, I got to average 20. I got to average 25. Your agent telling you that every before every game. Look, man, we got to get 20, 22 tonight.
That's crazy. First of all, I don't have a problem with them checking their phones at halftime as much as I think he does. I could see where you would want your players to be focused. But, I mean, like, you check your phones during the show. I check my phone. I think everybody looks at least once or twice. We're on Twitter.
It is kind of a dangerous move, I think. I mean, it's a kind of a dangerous move for us sometimes when we read a text message and we're on the air and we're supposed to be performers. It's kind of a laid-back nature to our game now, but it can impact our performance on the air when we read something on text. And if you're a guy that can't handle your emotions, which, like we always say, maybe you're a person that does handle your emotions well, but it accumulates.
Yeah.
So you go in halftime every game. And you check, I mean, I can't believe that idiot missed a three-pointer from the corner. He was wide open, that dumbass.
Yeah.
And every single time you go, you're 7 for 9 from long range, but you missed two. And those two shots that you missed, you are a dumbass for taking them. And I guarantee you that would absolutely
get in their psyche and affect them.
So maybe Iguodala is a little bit more old school in that regard, and he doesn't want you, you know, he wants you to pay attention to the coach, to the protocol, to whatever it is that you do during that 15 minutes or 10 minutes of halftime.
I can see that. I can see where you would want them to focus and not be doing that, but I'm sure there's some time where the coaches are prepping, you know, coach is going to prep what they're going to talk about, what they need to clean up, the scheme, what some plays they'll run, some different things they're going to do in the second half as opposed to the first half. So in that time that they're in, the coaches are getting that together and getting it ready. The players are getting a drink, cooling down, maybe checking their phone.
And the reality is that
it's not a good look.
Right. And the reality is they're probably not much as time as you would feel in a normal halftime, right? Like with the coach. Like the coach, he gets off the court. He may do a halftime interview on the court. Then
exactly.
He may go behind and do another interview and then go into the locker room. And by the time all that happens, there's probably 5 minutes left with the team and he has to go back on the court. So how much can you possibly get done with your team in halftime? You know, and maybe that's why a lot of players are, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to tell a multimillionaire player not to look at his phone during halftime? You're going to tell a grown-ass man, don't look at your phone?
I think the bigger thing, the bigger surprise from this is that the agents are in their ear. Hey, you got to get 22 tonight. What? Yeah. What happened to being in the flow of the offense and doing what's best for the team? I mean, obviously, I know that's all pie in the sky and that ain't the real world.
I'm glad you brought that up.
But damn, why are the agents the ones telling these guys, yo, you got to get 22 tonight? Well, what if that's Klay Thompson? And guess what, Klay? The offense is going to run through KD first and Steph second. And you know what? Draymond's bringing the ball up because he's proven that he's pretty good at being the pivot point in the Warriors offense. Or same thing, like if Capella's agents, like, yo, this is contract year. You got to go out and get 20, 22 and 10. What?
Yeah. I mean, because all the leverage exists on the visual effect and stats and what they see on paper. If he gets 22, 25 for most of the games in the regular season, boy, does he have an argument to make come negotiation time. And that's all it is. Like, I don't even feel, I'm not going to take away anything from what an agent does, but you got to admit, a lot of the leverage that they earn is not manufactured from them. It's manufactured from how good the player is or the salary cap going up. Like, how much credit does the agent deserve for getting Mike Conley that one big, massive contract when he was the highest paid player in the league when the salary cap went up? Really? Does he deserve that much credit? I'm sure he's good at what he does, but he was going to get paid regardless.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you're right. But so it's weird because there's agents in everything we do. I mean, there's agents in radio, there's agents in comedy, there's agents in sports. There's, you know, it is true in a way that the player's performance is going to really dictate more than anything what they get for the most part. Now, think about baseball for a second, though. Dallas Keuchel thought that he was going to be able, his agent was like, I can get you this. And that didn't necessarily happen. And it's not that Keuchel underperformed or didn't have the numbers, but his agent didn't do his job. So the agent does have a role. And they can mess things up.
Sure.
But more often than not, you're right. If you're playing at a high level and you're putting up great numbers, you're probably going to get your money no matter who your agent is.
So his agent is literally in his ear telling him to do one thing.
Get your
numbers
up.
While the head coach, like you mentioned, you may not be the first or second or even third option on the offense on that particular night.
Yeah.
And maybe they've schemed it to the point where you're probably not going to get as much touches.
And now you're forcing yourself into the
offense. And now you've got the pressure from your agent, the fact that you want to get paid, the pressure that you get from your head coach and your teammates.
I got breaking news here.
All right, let's do it.
I'll read the tweet first, but it's from H-Town Blue, from TJ. And he said, Barry, my fine sir, so glad you chose to join us on the Espresso de la Jordan hype train. However, due to scheduled maintenance, we will not depart for the time being. Thank you for your understanding. No refunds. Bad news, folks. Yordan Alvarez leaves the game with knee discomfort.
Oh, did not see that.
Yep. On his 22nd birthday, this is, who wrote this article? Hunter Atkins for the Houston Chronicle. Says on his 22nd birthday, Astros rookie Yordan Alvarez exited the game against the Pirates with left knee discomfort. Alvarez played left field for 3 innings, didn't return in the fourth. Tony Kemp replaced him. Alvarez had fouled a ball off his leg Tuesday, but he stayed in the game as a designated hitter and played at DH again on Wednesday. Hopefully, this is just precautionary.
So he it happened when he was fielding?
No, he fouled. They think, I think the writer, Hunter Atkins, is speculating that it might have been when he fouled the ball off of his knee that he tried to play through it.
Okay.
24 hours later, it's sore and swollen and probably needs
some. It reminded me of yesterday's game when Mariznick was body diving and you're down 27,000 runs. And it just, I didn't understand why he did that.
Why are you diving yeah.
when you're down that much? Like,
hey, it's all about effort.
Yeah.
All about effort, right?
That sucks because your boy was doing well.
Now, I shouldn't be the one to put this out there. Am I a jinx?
Are you? No, not really.
Because I was totally not on board with this Yordan Alvarez hype thing yet. I wanted him to succeed. Let the record reflect. I never said he was a bad player and didn't want him to succeed. But I was cautious. I was cautiously optimistic while everyone else was all in. Everybody pushed their chips in on Yordan after one game. So I decided last week, earlier this week, that I think Monday, I pushed all my chips in. I'm all in on Yordan Alvarez, and now he's hurt.
Yeah, yeah, you tore his ACL, didn't you?
I know.
Yep, you ruined everything.
It's a sore knee. Let's not call it an ACL anything yet. That's not...
I'm going to come to your defense as much as I don't want to.
Okay.
You did clearly preface the fact that you think he could potentially become a good player, and that just settle down on the hype. Let him progress into that first. So I don't necessarily have a problem with what you said. I would actually make the argument that there were some sensitive Astros fans that
got upset with me.
Yeah, because there was nothing wrong with what you said. There's all you can say is I think he could be good. He might still be good, but let's just calm down because it's still pretty early.
Let's let it happen. Let's see how it progresses. But you heard it. He was taken out of the game third inning. Where the hell? I already closed the link. Well, so there you go. Yordan Alvarez not feeling well, sore knee discomfort, left the game in the third inning. Hopefully all is well. All right, we got a lot more to get to. I've got what I think might be, I don't know why I'm doing all these teases, by the way. I'm not tease guy. Why the hell am I doing all these professional radio teases?
I don't know. I mean, you don't have to tease.
I know, we don't normally do teases on this station at all.
Not really.
It's not something that is ingrained in us.
Cody does.
Cody's
P-Crate does.
Do they? Oh my God! I'm Cody Creighton. Is that what I am?
Cody Creighton.
I'm Patrick Stutes. This is what I am now. I'm just now. All I got to do is yell and do teases.
So tell us what's coming up next.
I kind of want to talk about these 17 facts that are 100% true and 100% freaky, because there are some of them where I question their validity.
All right, let's talk about it.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. It's The Usual Suspects. Joel is on vacation, so it's me, Barry Laminack, and Nicholas Sciarra. P.O.P. holding it down.
Yes, sir.
Apparently, we had some issues right when I said breaking news.
I've been...
We lost our signal.
I know. That sucks. Right when we had breaking news.
It's like right when you're ready. We need to get some BlueChew.com chewables for the signal.
Yeah.
Get it back up.
Yeah.
Get it up.
For sure.
Hey, did you watch Dog the Bounty Hunter? Were you into that?
I was the big fan.
Did you hear his wife, Pat,
just
passed?
I heard about it. It sucks.
I can honestly say I never saw an episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I wasn't watching every single show religiously, but I watched it quite frequently.
I take that back. I watched one episode.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, one, that dude has lived a rough life. He looks awful.
Yeah, well, he was.
He looks like he was hunted by a bounty hunter. And then he was like, you know what? I think I could do that for a living. Once I get off this meth. I'm going to go be a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
But I do, in all seriousness, I remember thinking, how is this dude and his team able to get all of these criminals arrested with no gun? If you came at me with no gun and tried to arrest me and I'm a criminal, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, and I would imagine.
Like, you have nothing that really threatens me that much. I mean, a little pepper spray, okay. That, I'm sure that stings.
That sucks.
But, like, I'm probably going to have a bat or something.
Stun gun.
Yeah, like, we can go at it. Like, I'm not, I'm more scared of a gun than anything. And especially if I'm a criminal, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if I guess that a part of it is the thrill. They enjoy that. I don't know.
It just seems so dangerous.
He's taking his wife, son, doesn't, you know.
You're going after criminals who have committed crimes, who, for all intents and purposes, might have a weapon, might actually have a gun, and you don't. And they're like, you go to their house to arrest them or in their yard, and you pull out your little pepper spray gun with the little, it looks like hairspray with a trigger on it,
yeah.
Right? And then you pull that out, and they pull out an actual gun. What are you going to do? You'll be like, yeah, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
It ain't that important.
They're on the run, and they probably hate the police.
Yeah.
And you're kind of associated with the police, even though you're not the...
Like a rent-a-cop.
Yeah.
I don't know, but his wife passed away at 51, Beth Chapman.
Yeah, I believe it was throat cancer, and then it, you know, they took care of it, and then it came back.
That sucks.
And so I think that's what she died from. So unfortunate situation. I know she lost a lot of weight, and I guess it was a battle she lost because she was only 51. Okay, yeah.
Man, that sucks. I'm not a big big fan of cancer.
No, that's a battle.
On my list of things I like, cancer's pretty low.
Yeah. I've had it in my family, so I know how it is and how the problem with
I would
makes
be surprised.
Brutal,
oh, sorry.
Is it so slow? You know, that's why.
Yeah, I would be surprised if there's anyone that hasn't had that hasn't lost a family member or friend to cancer. I would be. I mean, I'm sure there are, but I feel like it's affected way more people than it hasn't.
Yeah, I mean that and autism. I feel statement. Like has gone up like crazy.
Yeah,
because autism, I think it's up to like one in. Every 1 in 14 kids born.
Really?
Are autistic, I think.
Wow.
Is the number I saw.
Speaking of statistics, speaking of facts, there was this article that 17 facts that are 100% true and 100% freaky. So you mentioned autism and the numbers going up. The first one on the list is in a room with 23 people in it, there's a 50% chance that two of them share a birthday. So there's 23 people here at Gal Media. There is a 50% chance that two of us share a birthday.
That is surprising. I would think that percentage is high, but that is an interesting fun fact.
Now, I'm going to save their number two on the list is the one that I just find to be absolutely fascinating.
Okay.
And don't think it would be possible. I call BS on it, but we'll see. The other ones, every time you shuffle a deck of cards, you are likely the first person in the history of the universe to create that exact sequence.
Not surprised, but cool. Another cool stat. Another cool fact. I would have...
That kind of blows my mind. That, like, every time.
So it's like, how many books could you possibly read about poker for you to understand how many combinations of hands that you could possibly have?
Well, just the shuffling of the...
And the chances of you winning. Yeah, that's crazy.
It takes just 12 days for a million seconds to pass. But a billion seconds takes almost 32 years. That's
great. So I'm over a billion seconds old?
Yeah.
You're like 10 billion seconds old.
Okay. You know, you didn't need to.
All right.
A 17-inch pizza is more food than two 12-inch pizzas. See, that doesn't make sense to me.
How's that possible?
Right.
That makes no sense.
I've got two 12-inch pizzas. I got 24 inches of pizza. But one 17-inch pizza is more food than that.
7 inches more. I don't get it.
It doesn't compute. I don't understand it.
Don't get
that. But apparently it says, I'll let you do the math on this one, but you have to believe me. Area equals pi squared. I guess that's pi r squared. I don't know. It says, you know those dotted lines on the road that separate lanes on the highway?
Yes.
A lot of people think those are like 2 foot long, right?
I would say 5 or 6.
10 feet.
No, I would not have assumed that.
But I guess because we're driving so fast and you're not next to them, that when you see them and they go, at most, they pull people, the average driver thinks they're about 2 foot long. They're 10 feet long. That's pretty crazy. A stoplight? Way bigger.
I saw this one, though.
Way bigger than people think.
Yeah,
there was a lady standing next to her to a stoplight, and it comes up to her bosom. Now imagine that. Just an average-sized 5 foot seven, 5 foot eight lady. This stoplight on the ground, if you're standing side by side, comes up to her bosom. Because when you're looking at them from your car, they look small.
They look like they're a couple feet long.
Yeah, they look like they'd be a couple, 2-3 feet tall, maybe at the most.
Yeah.
Most people have an above average number of arms. That doesn't make sense to me. Here's the explanation on why most people have an above average number of arms. Since some people have no arms.
Or one arm.
Or one arm. The average number of arms a person has is somewhere just under two. Just, all right. That's the stupidest
that's
thing.
Like that reminds me of AJ's tweet.
What did he say?
Yesterday. Nick Newell, he I guess, I don't know if he was trolling, but.
Oh, no.
He tweeted at the wrong John Jones. You know the John
Nick
Jones?
Nick did?
Yeah, and he's like, I could beat, I think he said I could beat at John Jones, and he mentioned it. And then AJ quote tweets it. Did you see this?
No.
He's like, he said you can't even pleasure yourself with hand or left-handed or something like that. It was so wrong. AJ, it was so wrong.
That sounds like AJ. All right, two more before we get out of here. This one, you're a math guy, so you're going to love this.
Oh, yeah.
If you're having trouble calculating a percentage, just flip it. So if you're trying to figure out what is 4% of 50, it's the same as 50% of 4. What's 50% two? Of 4? 50% of 4 is 2. 4% of 50, 2.
Ah.
That's crazy. 80% of 25 is the same as 25% of 80. We've all learned something today. And yeah. The last one, I don't believe this one. I know we got to get to break. It says, if you fold a regular piece of notebook paper in half 45 times, it would be thick enough to reach the moon.
Shut the hell up.
I don't know how that's even possible.
See, I don't like that one. I like that one the least.
But if you folded a regular piece of notebook paper in half 45 times, it would be thick enough to reach the moon. They blame it on exponents. I don't get it. All right. 30 minutes left in the big show. And then the Blitz takes over. And it's the full roster of the Blitz. So we'll wrap it up here. Two more segments to go. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Two segments to go. It's The Usual Suspects. I don't know why I'm talking like that. That's weird. Hey, up next is the Blitz at 4 o'clock, so stick around for them. They'll take you all the way till 7 o'clock.
The normal trio.
Yes, Fred the normal trio.
If Fred is back from Vegas.
If you want to call the show or text the show, 713-780-3776 is the number. You can tweet at us, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny. If you want to tweet Joel while he's on vacation, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Just, send him a D-pick or something. I think that would be cool. No, you just create a fake account.
Just say Nick is holding it down and you don't need to come back. You know, whatever you want to
tweet. It's so mean. At least it's not only me you're trying to take my job from.
Yeah,
it's
whoever. Whoever first.
Whoever you can get rid of.
I tried the nails and the tire. It didn't work.
No.
On your trip to, was it Tulsa?
Yeah. Sure did.
Do you have like run flats? Like, what's the deal?
No, I got another nail in my tire now. Is this you?
That's not me.
Punk ass?
Nope.
That I was literally just, have a nail in my tire, and I went and filled it up, saw the nail, hadn't had an issue since, so I don't know what happened.
I only do it weird. Before road trip.
It'll probably, well, I'm leaving tomorrow, so it'll probably go flat now because of you. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Real quick, let's get Clarence's call in before we get to some texts. Clarence wants to talk about the pizza meth. What on earth, Clarence, first of all, they put Clarence, but what the hell is the pizza meth?
I was talking about the piece of myth.
Myth.
I don't know.
Wow.
Myth.
Wow. So myth. Clarence and the pizza meth is all wrong.
I don't know the new intern's name, but
not smart.
It's intern somebody.
It's intern not intern doesn't listen. I don't know who that is. What's up, Clarence?
Okay, the only way I could see that pizza myth being true is okay, you do have 12-inch pizzas, but you put more on the 17-inch pizza, like you had to put more of the sauce, more cheese, and more meat. And even then, it'll be close, but I don't think it'll be more.
But why would you have to put more, though? That's the part we don't understand, is why would you have to put more on the smaller pizza?
Because, okay, on a 12-inch pizza, you put probably one scoop of sauce on it. On a 17-inch, you'll have to do two just to even it out and make sure it spreads evenly.
But they're saying it's more pizza, not just the toppings. They're saying it's actually more pizza. Now, the only thing I can think is if you put the 12-inch pizza in the middle, obviously the slice gets bigger as it goes out. So that last 5 inches in circumference probably equals more than another 12-inch pizza maybe?
I don't know, but you know 5 inches count, man.
All right.
Got to get it in there.
Yeah.
He was dying to say that.
Appreciate the call, Clarence.
Thank you, sir.
The first black man to be proud of 5 inches. There it is. Right there. All right. On the text line, actually, this is interesting to me. Josh and Beaumont said, did y'all see where LeBron is giving his number to AD? He's going to let Antonio Davis wear 23.
Why?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't understand. Did I say Antonio Davis? I mean Anthony Davis. I don't understand. I'm a dumbass. Why would LeBron give his number up? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to show.
Is this true, though? Because I haven't seen anything.
Team. I haven't seen anything either. I mean, maybe he's just trying to be a team player.
Oh, yeah. Right here. Yahoo Sports 2 hours ago. Source. LeBron James giving Anthony Davis the number 23 with Lakers.
Well, he wasn't always 23.
No, but that's interesting. I mean, I think that's his way. They probably had that discussion, right? Do you think that was something before the trade went down that it was like, hey, if I go there, am I going to get the number? They were like, LeBron, you going to give up 23?
I think that's a possibility, or it came up after the fact. Like, hey, man, I got the contract. Is there any way we can have this discussion? I mean, I'm sure someone facilitated it. So
what, does LeBron go back to 6?
Whatever number is available and he wants, I guess. I mean, that's what he had at Cleveland for a while, too, right? When he first came out?
Yeah, so it says...
As a rookie?
Yeah, it says Los Angeles has 11 retired numbers. 6 is still available. James is not eligible to wear 8, 13, 22, 24, 25, 32, 33, 34, 42, 44, 52. So he could still rock the 6.
I kind of like the 23 because he's kind of dubbed as the best player on the planet right now, kind of like when Michael Jordan was.
Right.
So I appreciated that. But if Anthony, it seems to me as there's a reach on one side, whether it's Anthony Davis or not, I feel like Anthony Davis is the one who really wants the number and LeBron was okay to give it up because I don't feel like it was a situation where.
I think after last season, LeBron's like, whatever, I just need some help. Yeah. You want my number? Here. You want my locker? Take it. You want my wife? Maybe for the weekend. But I just need help. I need help, man.
He does. I didn't think the Lakers would be in the situation. I did not think they would be a team that misses the playoffs with LeBron on that squad, regardless of the situation. Did. Regardless of the situation. So that's just crazy.
Well, so he wore 6 with the Heat for 4 years. And every other season he's played in the NBA, he's wore 23. So. Okay. He's going to go back to 6, I'm guessing, since it's not a retired number. All right, so back to the text line. Sorry, I just wanted to get that one out of the way. Happy Screw Day, Usual Suspects. Yep, we talked about it in the first hour, June 27th. The mixtape dropped. D-Mill's birthday, not DJ Screw's birthday, so get it right, white people.
Played a little bit of his music. Or yep. I played June 27th.
Yep. Does Nick stand the whole show? I'm watching the stream for the first time.
Sometimes I sit. Sometimes
I stand.
Yeah,
why are you standing?
Sometimes I have to, like, reach
for
places that are further away from me, like the video stream, or if I'm
bowl of gravy,
or some chips and queso or something. You never know. I'll eat during the show all the time.
Don't you get tired? I wouldn't want to stand for 3 hours like that.
I don't like it either. I think that the worst part, and I'm not complaining, I just don't like the setup where, you know how you sit down,
yeah,
but there's room for your knees to go.
Not
into the,
much. I got
but
that,
there's some. There's
I got
none.
That, I got that big black box between my legs.
Right. So when I sit down, I have to kind of turn to the side.
Oh, really?
The big black. I missed that. My bad.
That's all right. Yeah, that would suck.
See, I got to turn.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I heard that the Rod Ryan show stands the whole time.
Yeah, you remember PK, Sarah PK and from 95.7?
I wouldn't want to stand the whole time.
Yeah, PK is standing up the entire time. So is Ivan. Ivan was too. I think all three of them, Sarah, Ivan, and PK were all standing up.
I like being lazy. In fact, if they let me lay down and do this, I would lay down and do the show.
I mean, look, you see podcasts with sofas now. They're like full-blown lazy boys, and then there's like a microphone hooked up next to the lazy boy.
Why can't we
chilling.
Do that?
I want to do that. Dude, I'm down.
I'm with you. Get rid of this dumbass desk.
Oh, don't you dare call it a dumb. They just updated it. They just updated the whole studio.
Get rid of this.
You can't just start criticizing
stuff. Get us a couch. Get us some. I'll even just give me a Shure mic, like a handheld mic on stage.
I was kind of complaining, but Jose Partida brought it to my attention, and he was like, the new vending machine is nice. I just don't like the prices. And I was like, I could not agree more.
Yeah, but that's. Listen, the only thing I get out of there is Diet Coke. It went up 10 cents.
So for you, you don't care.
The vending machine works. That's the price you pay. That's the price you pay for getting your actual stuff and your change back. Do you realize how many dimes that machine stole of me in the past? I was already paying 75 cents because I'd pay 65 cents, and when it would give me the change, I'd keep the dime.
Yeah, you're dropping dimes, and he's taking it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so dropping dimes.
Yes, we're aware of the issues, guys.
Yeah, you can
stop texting. Yes. Yeah. Did y'all watch Alf? The dad of that show just passed away. Who was the dad?
I don't remember his name.
Alf.
But I do know who you're talking about.
I remember Alf, the dad, Max Wright. No idea who Max Wright is. Rip Alf dad, Max Wright. I don't know. I mean, he looks familiar.
Yeah, Max Wright. Yeah, now that I see his face.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I couldn't have told you Max Wright.
I think I was a kid when I watched Alf. That's why I liked it. I wouldn't like
it was
Alf
a unique
as an adult.
It was a unique story for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that at all. Trey wants to talk about the pizza meth.
Is this Juggalo, Trey?
I have no idea. Trey wants to talk pizza. Trey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys are making me laugh on your little fun facts. First of all, where'd you get that list?
Let me find the... You know what? I'll tweet it out. Are you on the Twitters?
I am on the Twitter, but I avoid it as much as possible. But for this, I'll check it out.
All right. @BarryIsFunny. I'll go tweet it out. So just follow me on Twitter, @BarryIsFunny.
So us math geeks of the world have been playing with things like this forever, and we just love them. And there's several I can go into, but it's just all it is pi r squared. And I did the math, and they're basically about the same, but it's right where the cutting point is, right? So the 12 times 2 is 226.19 square inches, and the 226.98 for the 17. So there you go. It's an inch bigger, just under an inch bigger.
Boy,
in actual area.
Story of my life.
Trey has no idea.
Trey.
How terrible we are with numbers.
Yeah, you just made me feel so dumb by doing that.
No one has ever called in and did math on the air, sir. You don't do that.
It's usually Nick, and it's the same math problem every single time.
Yeah.
What is it, Nick?
Stop it. I'm not doing it. I'm not your puppet. Stop.
9 times 7.
Nope. Not doing it.
9 times 7.
Nope.
What's 9 times 7?
I forgot.
You don't know what 9 times 7
63.
Is?
63. Okay. Can we move on, please?
So... Like, that's literally all the math we do on the show, Trey. I feel so dumb now because he just of course it's pi r squared. But what are you talking about? I was passing notes in math. I don't remember any of that.
Right when he said pi r squared, I'm like, all right, I'm just waiting for him to finish.
Right.
And then I'm just going to move on. And we love, keep calling, just not with math problems.
Yeah, no, Trey sounds like a good dude.
Yeah, keep calling.
I feel dumb.
So what did he say?
Pi r squared.
That's all he said?
That's all
he said.
I got
a hell of a lot more, but none of us remember what he said.
You know how sometimes your wife or your girlfriend will start telling you about her day?
And you know what's coming after, so you just check out 10 seconds.
You're
in.
Like, the first 2 minutes, you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Really, Kathy? What a bitch. I can't believe she said that to you.
Yeah. That's what she said on Monday.
And then she starts going into the details, the minutia of the story. And then you're like, oh, what's on TV? And so you're trying to listen, but you're watching TV. And then it gets quiet, like in class when you used to talk to your friends and the teacher would stop talking and you realize that the room was silent except for you and your friend. And then the room at your house gets quiet, your wife has stopped talking, and you're like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what did she end on?
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, what? Say the last part? I missed that last part. I was, oh, man.
Oh, I notice you do that all the time. You do it to Joel all the time.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's ADD. But in this case, it was just dumbass. Because as soon as he started with pi r squared, I was like, oh, look, what does this tweet say? Bro, I'm the math, spelling, pretty much anything that proves you're smart, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that.
It's so funny, though, because I remember talking about saying how A-Rod and Sean B don't like each other. You can tell that they don't like each other on the broadcast.
Right.
And then Sean B would make this really, really long point. And A-Rod clearly wasn't paying attention. Like, it was so obvious that he wasn't paying attention. And his only response was to go at him because he didn't like him. He's like, you mumble a lot. He's like, well, you mumble a lot too, okay? You were mumbling like 2 minutes ago. Like, this is on the air, on the national broadcast.
Sounds like the three of us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. We don't listen to each other.
Yeah.
Two, we argue with each other.
Yeah.
Three, we really don't like each other.
Facts. All facts.
All fun facts. The usual suspects.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we got one segment left, and we are going to wrap it up. So we'll be back to finish up that segment right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hi. Hey, guys, how much money did you get back when you filled up this week? Huh? What? You say nothing? How much money did you get back at lunch today? What? You didn't get any back? Wow, you need to use GetUpside. That's going to get you cash back on both of those things when you use its app. It's so easy to use. Go download it right now. Put it on your phone. It's completely free. No fees, no hidden fees, no catch. No, you just put it on your phone. You start getting cash back for doing stuff you're already doing. I love this app. I'm using it. Nick uses it. AJ uses it. The wife. There's a lot of folks on the station that are using it. Jake Asman's on it and told me, dude, I used it. You were right. I got $4 back on my first fill up. Guys, do not leave money at the pump and don't leave money at the table. I want you to start getting your cash back like the rest of us. And also make sure you put in my promo code Barry when you download it. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the GetUpside app. And this is legitimate, like restaurants and gas stations. This is not some mom and pop or fly by night. That's Popeyes, Wendy's, Burger King, Exxon, Shell. There's a TimeWise right by my house that's a Shell station that participates. I love it. I can get cash back every time I fill up. And you're going to love it, too. It's so easy to use. It's got a map. You just hit the gas button or the food button, and it shows you every station or every restaurant in your area that's offering cash back. It could not be easier. You pay with a debit or credit card. You upload your receipt. It's that simple. You're doing all that already except uploading the receipt. Why not get cash back in the process? Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back, and thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Last segment, Shorter segment, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
We went a little long on that last segment.
That's all right. This is the usual suspects. We do it every day from 1 to 4 p.m. The cast of characters is not the same. Joseph Blank out on vacation. It's Nicholas and myself, Barry Lamanek. Last segment, I'm not going to give you the number, but hit us up on Twitter at the producer Nick at Barry is funny. We can get at you there, but if you call, we probably won't take your call at this point. I mean, you could still text, but you know what?
Tweet at us. Tweet at us.
Yeah, tweet at us. That's the easiest.
That's the best place to get sugar.
The mamas. Hop is the best place to get cougars and sugar mamas.
Cool.
Which can be the same thing. A lot of times.
Right.
I think.
That's fair.
This is the only show that I actually laugh out loud at. Love the show. This is the best lineup. Well, thank you, kind sir.
Thank
you,
sir.
It's nice to get positive feedback on the text line today for a change. Bunch of jerks out there. Q-Child said, Barry, make that the second black man proud of 5 inches. Well done, Q-Child. Way to own it. I appreciate your honesty. What segment can I find the Jermall Charlo interview from the other day?
Oh, man, that sucks. I really wanted him to come in studio and join us.
It didn't happen. Unfortunately, he was unable to make it. So we were unable to make that happen.
He was trying to get ready for a fight. More important things came up, and we weren't on the list.
Cowboy Trav said, y'all are killing it. Keep it up. Love the usual. I'm a usual suspect for life. I won't read the rest of it because he was mean. But thank you, Cowboy Trav.
Was it? What did he say?
We love you. I mean, he was just being mean to other shows.
Oh, okay. He wasn't softening the blow. Like, I love this show, but let me tell you why you suck.
Yeah, no. He was being mean to other shows, and we've all said we're not going to participate in that anymore. We don't want to, you know, be mean to our coworkers.
Right, because the last time we did that. Started White Magic war. Came on, you know.
Yeah, and then
you and Patrick Creighton, and then
AJ and Joel, and
yeah, AJ. Actually, AJ Joel happened first.
Wait a minute. You know what I just realized?
What?
You haven't had a beef with anyone, and you love beef. I mean, you love.
I've had a beef
with who?
Like a Twitter beef?
No, I mean Patrick Creighton and I went at each other for several days on his show and this show. AJ and Joel went at each other and still pretty much go at each other on their respective shows. So both of us on this show have beefed with other people.
I think I have on Twitter sometimes.
Are you scared of everyone here? Is that why you don't take a run at anybody?
Not really. I used to be so much more proactive on Twitter. And then I realized from, you know, guys like you and Joel schooling me about play-by-play tweets and stuff like that.
That's
that I need.
Joel. I never meant. Fair. I never That's said to enough. You about fair play-by-play. Enough.
But you both have kind of told me about, and we've schooled Joel too. But like,
oh, of course.
We've talked about how, you know, less what might be more sometimes on
sometimes,
Twitter.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I don't necessarily put myself out there as much. When I was tweeting all the time, even if it was just like a random stat, I found myself to get more hate then.
Really?
Now I'm tweeting once or twice a day.
Oh.
At most.
But what I'm suggesting is, who do you hate here that we need to take a run at? And by we, I mean you.
Well, you, for starters.
Okay. I mean, not, you can't take a run at, well,
when
not
we,
on the
when
show.
We beef, we go, it's on air.
Right. But I'm saying, who on another show can you take a run at where we can have some entertainment and some show-on-show violence?
Let me start a beef with Jake Asman. How about that? Is that a good name?
Why are you punching down like that, though? That's not even good.
That's
no one listens to his show.
Because he's not in my weight class. I'm bigger than him, and I could probably beat him up.
Yeah, but no one listens to his show. We need to pick on a show that people listen to so that they hear both sides of the fight. Who on 97.5?
You want me to start a beef with somebody, with one of the hosts?
Can I pick?
Sure.
So I can pick who you go after.
Like right now on the air, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to like execute.
Well,
this.
No, because then I'll start it for you if you.
No, don't do that.
I'll go to them and be like, no. Hey, did you? I don't know if you knew this. His mic wasn't hot, but Nick said, Granato, did you have a bit of a drinking problem?
And he won't even say. He won't even believe you.
No, he would be like, yeah, and? Because that's how Granato is. If I made you pick on Granato, you would lose. Because you know what? Granato's one of the few guys I think you just can't do anything to get under that dude's skin.
So Granato obviously has been around a lot longer than I have. I've been with the company for 7.5 years. In 7.5 years, I've been in one elevator ride with John Granato. And in that one elevator ride, yeah. I got 2 Coors Lights.
Oh, my God.
So that just tells you how much he drinks. The one time I took an elevator with John Granato, I had 2 beers given to me.
I think Justin has it, and I was going to suggest this.
Who?
I'll just read his text. Nick should be much more angry with Raheel for stealing his stuff.
I still take jabs at him.
Yeah.
I just took one this week.
I need hate. I need you to hate him.
No, and we don't need to do that.
See, here's the problem. As outside of Granado, I think Raheel is second hardest to get under his skin. I don't think Raheel, you can't rattle Raheel or upset Raheel.
Or he won't show it.
That's true. That may be true. He has a good poise in the pocket.
100%. Like when he's put on the spot.
So we settled it. Then it's Lance.
No. What? Why would I do that?
Dell.
I will have a beef if he brings that kimchi back in the studio.
Take a run at Dell. Take a run at Dell.
I have a little bit.
I've got a ton of black jokes you could use.
No way. No way.
What are you scared of?
You cannot be trusted.
Nick, you're African. What are you scared of?
See, I'm not. Why there's are you no nervous? Way. I actually can get away with a lot with Dell, but he'll let you know right back. So
who wins in a battle of wits between you and Dell?
I'd give it up to Dell. Dell's pretty. He's pretty.
Well, and you went to UH, so
listen, Fighting Phoenix.
By the way, Trey, they called in with the pi r squared. All that definitely didn't go to U of H.
Shut your.
Definitely not.
What makes you think Rice, he didn't go to UH?
Could have been Rice.
How do you know?
Could have been anywhere else.
How do you know?
I mean, he just sounded smart.
Which is a massive possibility.
I can't take credit for that. Somebody texted and go, well, Trey didn't go to UHD, but UHD is really.
I didn't go to UHD.
Yeah, why do y'all act like that's a whole different thing? That's not a different thing.
Well, because people from UHD try to claim UH.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And we can't have that. We can't have that.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
If you went to UHD, you went to UHD.
You didn't go to UH?
You're not a Cougar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Hey, this was fun, man. I had a good time today. I appreciate you.
I'm
going to
enjoy my three-day weekend.
Yeah.
It's Stutes filling in, Tyler producing tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
You got the day off too?
Yeah.
Did you take it off or did they give it to you?
No, I requested it. I want to get on out of here.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you filling in for Joseph. Thank you to everybody that listened as long as we were on the air.
See you Monday.
I will see you Monday. Hey, you guys, the Blitz is up next. Fred, AJ, and Aaron all taking you home till 7 o'clock. Thank you guys for listening. This is Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.